He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In our gospel passage, what our Lord is really getting at here is realize he's using physical things, physical touches, physical movements to be able to affect a healing. What this shows us is the great mystery that we know, which is that Jesus is both God and man. Another thing that we should see from this is that Jesus Christ is not afraid to touch us. Even though we're far lower than he is as God the Creator, the very incarnation demonstrates that he wants to enter into our lives and not just to be around us so that he can be seen and looked at, but actually become gritty with us, to touch us in the midst of our struggles and our hardships. If you're going through a hardship right now, a struggle, a loss of a loved one, anything, that should be a great consolation to you. Because he wants to get in there. He wants to touch you. What does he do here? He, at that very moment when this man who was deaf and mute, this man who had this speech impediment so nobody could understand him and could not hear or receive anything from anybody else, what he does is he takes his own spittle. He takes his own finger and puts it upon the ear and upon the tongue. Many of you are old enough to remember that's exactly what we did in baptism. In fact, I've started doing that for every baptism using the old ritual. Actually taking spit, and he touches the tongue. Actually taking spit and to touch the ear. What God is showing us here, who is the very finger of God? We talk about the finger of God being the person of the Holy Spirit. And so what this shows us is that we need the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to come in and to touch us within our ears, to open them so that we can actually hear the voice of God, that it may enter into us. And once we're touched by the Spirit, what happens is that our tongues as well begin to, instead of being flaccid and weak, as it spoke here in the scripture, said, becomes strong. So we begin to speak about the things that we ought to speak. Are you ashamed at some times when in your life you don't have words of wisdom to speak? Are you ashamed at moments where you don't have the word that's going to be able to talk about the truth in the way that you like? Or maybe at a moment where you wish you could just say, that's the wrong way to go, guys. I want to defend the church. I want to defend the faith, but I don't have the words. Well, have you actually asked God, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to work upon you? Almost every single one of us here in this room has been confirmed, right? That means we have the Spirit of God in us. That Spirit of God which does those things. We're waiting for that. And we're approximating our way, aren't we? We're asking God to let his finger, his Holy Spirit, begin to open up those places within our lives where we've shut ourselves off to him. And when we open ourselves up to the Spirit in that way, not only do we hear his voice, but he gives us the strength to speak the things that we need to hear, things that will really help us. Not to be lost in mitote and all those evils which tear people down and do nothing, but actually do good with the strength of the Holy Spirit. Whatever it is that's going on in your day, first, maybe it's just be consoled at the fact that God wants to enter into our friendship, enter into our lives, and to touch us in the places where we're hurting. That's why Jesus came. But secondly, to realize he wants to touch us within our ears, to open them up. Every single priest, every single religious, and this is the virtue of you as lay people as well. At the beginning of the day, we say this, the first words that pass our lips as priests and religious. Making the sign of the cross with our fingers, we say over our lips, Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. The Holy Spirit wants to open our lips so that we can proclaim God's praise. In this mass, ask our Lord that we're open to it, to be touched by the very finger of God, his Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.